Hello to Blind Cool Techies and the people on the Mac Visionaries list. Welcome to a guided install of the brand new Mac OS X Leopard. My name is Kevin Reeves, and what I'm going to do here is I have not installed this yet. I still have it in its beautiful little box, and we are going to install it together. The point being is that if I can install this without any problems, just not having done it before, then it should be easy for the rest of you that are about to get this. I know some of you in the Mac Visionaries community are waiting for your arrivals from UPS and FedEx and whatnot, and some of you guys are kind of waiting around for those of us early adopters to see what we come up with. So let's roll with this here. I've got the box. We're going to pull the heat shrink off and pull the heat shrink cellophane off of here, rather. And it's a small box. It's surprisingly really, really small. It is the size of the DVD itself. And so we're pulling this. The box has an outer... what looks like kind of an outer sleeve. I think that's what... No, it's not like an outer sleeve. It's... How does this come open? Oh, I get it. There's a piece of tape on this front. Okay. I think that's... Yeah, there appears to be like a piece of tape holding it. No, that's not it either. See, we're figuring this out as we go. Does it flip? Oh, I see. Okay, it is a flip-up top. There we are. Jeez. Now we're inside the box here. Let's pull this out. What is underneath here? Okay. Oh, that's what we have to do. It is kind of an... It was an outer sleeve with a flip-top thing. So we flip the top and we pull this out. Now we have this kind of, it's another box, and this lid flips up, and here's the DVD, but then what is in this little box? Let me assume that this is the installation guide. Let's find out here. We're just exploring all this together here. Yes, in here is a glossy, what appears to be the OS X manual on very glossy paper. So if you're keeping your install disk, this appears to be a really good solution for doing that. All right. I have the DVD out, and I am going to now place it in the drive. And while I'm doing that, let me just say this, that if you're going to do this, back up. That's what I've done. Everything is backed up using Carbon Copy Cloner. Brilliantly accessible program with VoiceOver. Took me no time at all to figure it out. Now I've got it in and it's booting up. The drive is spinning up. There it goes. And there's a couple of ways to...
Icon view. Scroll area.
Okay. What it did is it brought the window up with the contents of the CD on it in the Finder. The Finder, for those of you who are listening on the Blind Cool Tech side of things, the Finder is like Windows Explorer. And I will say this. When I get this installed, I will then record for the Blind Cool Tech side of things a full-on demonstration of basic features with VoiceOver and Mac OS X Leopard. There are two ways to run this installer from what I've been told. Now, the first way is the way you used to do it, where you would restart the computer and boot up holding down the C key. Now, according to things that I've read online, in this one, all I have to do is find the install OS X icon in the Finder and run it, and then it will restart the machine booting from the DVD. So we're going to find out if that is the case. Again, this is a completely blind install in a sense that I've never done it before, for Leopard at least. I've done the Tiger one. So we don't know what's changed. We don't know what types of things are going to be different. It could be exactly the same. So nothing has been pre-rehearsed. We're going to have pitfalls on the way, and that's the fun of it. So let's find out what's in this DVD here.
Install Mac OS X. Selected application.
There it is. Install Mac OS X, and it's an application, so I'm just going to hit Command-O to open it.
Open.
And it's spinning the DVD up.
Install Mac OS X. Install Mac OS X. Window. Click the button below to restart your computer and begin the installation process.
All right, so we'll just go to that
restart button. Restart button.
And
authenticate window. Install Mac OS X requires that you type your password.
All right, so it wants my password. All right.
Install restarting.
And now it's going to restart, and instead of booting from the internal drive, it's going to boot from the DVD. While it's restarting, let me explain that this is a full-on talking install. The way that this works is that it allows you to, when you boot up via the DVD, it boots up completely into the OS from the DVD. So the way that it works is that you can run many of the components of the OS from the DVD. So I can run VoiceOver while doing the install, and that's what I'm going to do. We're waiting for it to boot in. I don't know how long this takes on this MacBook. This is a new MacBook that I just bought a couple months back, so I'm used to doing it on the G4 where it takes a couple minutes. So again, I don't hear any activity. So let me try Command F5. Nothing yet. Probably still loading. And since it's booting from the DVD, it's probably not going to render the OS as fast. As it does. Try Command F5 again. No dice. Okay. Let me see if this is an issue with this external keyboard. Oh, nope. I can still hear it. Okay. I'm getting impatient is what the deal is. No worries. It's just taking longer than it should. All right, let's. Nope, it's still. The head is still moving on the DVD player. Now I've hit Command F5 again, and I hear the DVD moving. So I wonder if that's loading VoiceOver. Golly, what is the deal here?
this over on Language Chooser, Window, Language Chooser, Table, has keyboard focus.
Okay. We now are in the VoiceOver install. Let me turn the volume up on this MacBook so that we get a little more volume out of this. That's not doing it. Well, I'll just use the mixer. I'll just turn that up. Okay, Language Chooser is the first thing that we come to. That is obviously to determine what language we're going to install. And I think it defaults to English.
Continue button.
So let me go back.
Language Chooser, Table 1, row selected. Use English for the main language.
Okay, use English for the main language. Yes, indeed. I'm already noticing a difference in the enunciation or the inflection of the voice already. Now, this is Fred, which is the old Macintosh voice. As soon as we install OS X, we're going to switch over to Alex, which is the voice that I'll use from now on, and I'll show you that as we go here. So I'm going to hit Tab, and that said Continue.
Continue button.
So we're going to hit to that. And bring these faders up a little more. So the volume is kind of low. All right.
Mac OS X installer, window, more information button.
Okay. This is where I think it asks you what drive you want to install it onto. So let's just tab around the window here and see what we have.
Go back button.
All right.
Continue button. Mac OS X Leopard installer.
Okay.
To install more information, Mac OS X Leopard installer.
Okay.
To install Mac OS X, click Continue and then follow the on-screen instructions. To quit, choose Quit Installer from the Installer menu and click Startup Disk. Read the following information before you install Mac OS X. For more information about Mac OS X, visit this website. Text.
Interesting. Okay. So it read a bunch of stuff. And we're not going to read this information that's all here because it is every single scenario known to man for installing OS X. So we don't really need to see that. What we need to do is just continue on because it is very self-explanatory. I know exactly how I'm going to do this as far as the procedures and what format the drives are going to be and everything. So I'm just going to hit Tab.
More information button. Go back button.
Continuing to Tab.
Continue button.
And we'll hit Continue. Okay. It's going to bring up the next screen.
Mac interact with dialog for window. To continue installing the software, you must agree to the terms of the software license agreement.
And, EULAs, we always look at these.
English. Same. Disagree. Agree
I'm
button.
I'm going to hit agree.
Dim button. Closing dialog.
Now comes the installer. Now let's see.
Local disk C button.
We're going to put it there. Now, it's called local disk C. I need to say this, that as a joke, when I bought the MacBook, I called the drive, which is usually called Macintosh HD. I called it local disk C just to be a wise ass about it.
Go back button.
So we're
Tiger
gonna
mirror button.
We're gonna put it
go back, but local disk C button.
We're gonna put it on. No.
Busy.
Shoot.
Mac OS X installer ready. Options button. Local disk C button.
Yes, we're gonna put it on that drive. Okay.
Options button.
Now let me scroll over here and see what we have.
You have chosen to upgrade Mac OS X on this volume.
So we don't want to upgrade. So now, I, for the for the most part, I've been tabbing through this window to get to all the buttons. Now we're going to use the VO keys, or the VO keys, as we're going to call them from now on, which are control and option. And we're going to right arrow through this window. There's all kinds of elements that I want to look at here. So let's just VO keys, control option, and then right arrow.
Options button.
There's an options button, which we'll look at in a second.
Go back button, continue button, blank text.
Okay.
Busy.
And there's a
Mac OS X installer ready.
Okay.
Blank text. Progress indicator. Progress indicator. Right, black. Continue. Go back button.
Okay. So what we need to do is click the options button.
Options button. Press options button.
And I
want to upgrade Mac OS X from an earlier version. Upgrading is not intended to remove previously installed applications or files. Moves existing system files to a folder named Previous System, and then installs a new copy of Mac OS X. You cannot start up your computer using the previous system.
Okay, what we're going to... I'm stopping talk. Let me explain this better than they can. Three types of installs. Erase and install, that's obvious. Upgrade and install, that's rather obvious. And then there's archive and install. Archive and install will move your previous, or will move your existing system, all of its files, into a folder called Previous System. Then it will install a new version of OS X, and then it will allow you to migrate everything from that Previous System folder into a new, or into your current brand new install of OS X. What we're going to do is we're going to do an erase and install because I have backed up my entire system to an external volume. And so we are going to do an erase and install and let it do its thing. So let's right arrow through this here and see what the different options are.
Upgrade Mac OS. Upgrade Mac OS X. Selected radio button.
Okay, so we don't want that. I'm just going to down arrow and see if we can change, or if I VO down arrow.
Upgrade Mac OS. Upgrade Mac OS.
Where is that? All right, let me just find the other radio.
Upgrade Mac OS X. Selected radio button.
All right, so there's that one.
Upgrade Mac Archive and Install radio
there's
button.
There's that one. So there's the radio button for archive and install. We don't want that one.
Moves exist. Preserve user. Import 6. Erase and install radio button.
So we're going to select that
press
one.
Erase and install radio button.
So let me make sure that's now selected.
Erase and install selected radio button.
All right. And
completely erases the destination
okay,
volume format disk as Mac OS extended journal.
Okay, so it's format disk as Mac OS X, Mac OS extended journal. That's fine. That's what it usually is.
Cancel button. Okay button.
All right, so we're going to do
press
that.
Okay. Closing dialog.
Now, I want to double check the... We are now back in the main installer window. I want to double check that we have our proper that we're going onto the proper drive here.
You have chosen to erase this volume and format it as a Mac OS extended journal volume, and then install Mac OS X. All of the data on the volume will be lost.
Yes, I understand that, but I want to see what drive it is.
Installing this software requires 11.4 gigabytes of space.
That's fine.
Dimmed image.
I want to see what the actual drive is that I'm installing.
You have chosen options. Go back. Continue. Blank. Progress indicator. Progress.
Let's go back over here.
Installing this soft scroll area. Where do you want to install Mac OS X? Select a destination. Select
okay.
Local disk C button.
Okay, it's going on local disk C. That's fine. Okay. I'm just kind of arrowing around the window haphazardly looking for information, so excuse me if it's not in any understandable order. but I wanted to make sure that we were going to the right drive.
Tiger mirror button, button, okay. Dim button, 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 dim button.
Oh, it's already, okay, let me get
stop interact where the local disk C button. Stop installing this software requires.
Okay, so it is going to be installed on local disk C.
Dimmed image. You have option. You have chosen to erase this volume and format it as a Mac OS extended. Go back. Continue button.
So we're gonna hit continue.
Press continue button.
Let's see what the next
customize
dialogue is.
Button.
Okay, here comes the type of install that you want.
To begin installing Mac OS X, click install. To change your installation settings, click customize. Your computer will restart after the installation is complete.
All right, so we don't want to customize anything.
Go back, install button.
So I'm just going over to the install button.
Press install button.
And there we are.
Checking installation DVD. The DVD that you are using to install Mac OS X is being checked for consistency before installation begins. 0% complete.
So we're going to get these prompts every couple of minutes as it installs. I don't know how long this is going to take. The computer is fast that we're using to do this on. It's a dual 2.16 gigahertz machine with a gig of RAM in it. So, but this is going to take a while. And I just wanted you guys to be able to be a part of the whole process and see kind of how it goes, how it operates. And we can arrow through this window. Let's see what this window has while it's installing.
The DVD that you are using to install Mac OS X is being checked for consistency before installation begins.
That's fine.
3.0% progress indicator. 3% complete. Skip button. Skip but 3.3% progress indicator.
I want to leave it on the progress indicator because as it moves, it'll click. And then we know that things are moving. But I'm wondering if that's 3% of just this thing where it's checking the DVD for consistency, or if it's 3% of the whole process of installing. I'm not sure.
The DVD that you are using to install Mac OS X is being checked for consistency before installation begins.
I don't know that we need to do this. There is a skip button.
5% complete. Skip button.
We're going to skip this.
Press closing dialog.
All right, we want to actually... The DVD is fine. If I have any problems, I've got a previous install of OS X. So, plus I've got a Tiger DVD that I've got no problems installing. So... let me see here.
Go back. Time remaining. Calculating.
So it's calculating the time remaining.
Busy progress indicator. Installing Mac OS X on the volume, local disk C. Installing.
All right, so this is going to be a while.
Installing. Busy proc. Time remaining. Calculating.
So it's still calculating. So, let's see. Some things to explain, maybe, about Apple for those who are new. They implemented VoiceOver, which is the screen reader that I'm currently using, in OS 10.4 Tiger. And we've seen some updates as it's gone, like to iTunes and things like that, to make it accessible. And I find that it's a really usable system if the Mac was where you want it to go. There are some pitfalls that kind of drive me crazy, but they're not deal breakers. And if and the argument that always kind of gets put up is that, well, you know, it's not as robust as Jaws, and it's kind of like Narrator, and it's people that say those things that have never used it and never really sat down to explain something to you. That one time my laptop completely dropped off the face of the earth as far as being able to get online. I was stuck using my OS X machine to get online and do everything that I needed to do. This was like last December. And did you hear that click? That means that progress indicator moved. It's moving. So let me get out of this window here. Well, let's see where it is right now, then I'll continue what I was going to say here.
Go back. Time remaining, about 1 hour and 2 minutes.
An hour and 2 minutes.
Busy progress indicator.
All right, so we'll just...
Installing Mac OS X on the volume, local disk C. Installing.
All right. Just keep it there. An hour and 2 minutes. That's not bad. Okay, so... and who knows, that could go down as it recalculates itself. So the deal is that my laptop died, in a sense. Had to use my OS X machine for almost a month and a half. And it worked fine. I mean, it was a trial by fire for trying to get things rolling, you know, with the Mac and learning how to do everything. It was definitely a trial by fire. But I was able to update my website, check my email, surf the web, use Skype, use Ventrilo, do all the things that I needed to do, you know, that I was doing on the PC. I mean, there's some software apps that weren't available, like TeamTalk, which is a program that I use all the time. And that wasn't available with under the Mac. But the deal is I could pretty much do everything I needed to do. And it was fine. It has its downfalls. Like I said, there are things that Jaws is just a little more robust in. And, you know, Jaws tracks better in certain situations. And, you know... But the thing is, we're about to upgrade this thing to Leopard, and we don't know what kinds of updates we're looking at. We don't know. So we could be looking at all kinds of enhancements that people haven't really found. There's a couple of guys on the Mac Visionaries list that has already installed it and is... They're rocking and rolling. And as they figure things out, they're posting to the list. So it's going to be interesting to see what this is. Some people are reporting a definite snappiness, responsiveness, just incredibly snappy. So I'm hoping that that's the case. That's kind of a frustration that I've had where as I'm on the desktop and I'm going over some different icons – it tends to hang on an icon for a minute. And, you know, just some little things like that that frustrate me. But, again, we're going to see how things are. Let's take a look at our...
Installing Mac OS X on the volume, local disk.
Okay, yes.
Busy progress, time remaining, about 1 hour and 31 minutes.
Oh, wow, it went up. Nice. All right, currently the installer is 10 minutes from completion, and we'll check back at 5 minutes. One thing that I've noticed, and maybe maybe it's not to that point, but I remember last time when I installed Tiger, it would give you all these updates, or it would show you in part of the window like exactly what it was installing. And I'm not seeing that here. And maybe there's a button or something that needs to be clicked, but I remember seeing something where it would say optimizing system and installing core audio components or whatever it was installing. But I don't see that here. But let's take a look here and see where we are.
Busy progress indicator. Right, time remaining, about 10 minutes.
Still at 10 minutes. It's been kind of fluctuating between 10 and 11 minutes. So I'll check back when we're at about 5, like I said. Now, currently we're 7 minutes out. And the excitement is building, yes indeed. And that clicking you hear is the progress indicator updating once more. It'll be interesting to just hear how they've updated the introduction music and everything like that. You know, you're geeky. You want to know, what all did they do? What all cool things did they put in there, you know? So, only time will tell. Let's see, right now we're at...
time remaining, about 6 minutes.
6 minutes. And we'll check back in another couple minutes. All right, we're at the 3 minute mark. Ooh, baby. 3 minutes. And this thing will be installed. And we will see it in its glory. Let's see, are we still at 3 minutes?
No, time remaining, about 3 minutes.
Yep. So, we are just kind of... Nope, it changed again. Did that actually change the...
No, time remaining, about 2 minutes.
2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. This is like Christmas or New Year's, you know? Tis like Christmas when you get a new OS. What I'm assuming this is going to do is it's going to... it's going to go and... at the 2 minute mark, it's going to restart. And then it will bring up all of the information. Or it'll start the intro. So that's what I think it's going to do. Unless it's got a whole other process that it needs to do. But like I said before, I haven't seen any of the under-the-hood stuff. Like optimizing and doing this and that. Okay, that might mean it's the 1 minute mark.
Busy progress. Time remaining, about a minute.
One minute. How cool is this? I don't hear that DVD player just chugging away. Waiting. Where are we at now?
Go back. Time remaining, about a minute.
Still at about a minute. Still at about a minute. If you're listening to this on Blind Cool Tech and you want to be a part of our list to discover all the great things about Mac OS X and accessibility, go to macvisionaries.com, or as Saqib, the owner, would call it, macvisionaries.com. Go there, sign up for the list, and you can learn everything there is to know. And as we learn it about Leopard and the things that are happening. And so where are we at now?
Go back. Time remaining. About a minute.
It's still kind of stuck at about a minute.
Busy Prog installing Mac OS X on the volume. Local disk C.
Still doing that.
Installing. Installing.
All right, so.
Busy progress. Time remaining. About a minute.
About a minute. Jeez. Well, I hear the fan kicking up. So now the DVD has stopped doing all of its movements. Maybe now it's doing all of the system optimization stuff. Boy, that fan is nice and loud. Good Lord. Hoping it's not, like, locked or something.
Busy time remaining. About a minute.
Yeah, this is turning into 5 minutes. That's all right. Oh, I heard the DVD just a tad. So it's still moving. You ever do that? You ever, like, install something or run a process or do something on a computer and you see it stick for a long time and you have that impending fear that the thing just locked up and it's not going to do the process that it said it was going to do? That is one of those internal geek paranoia bits, I think, that we deal with. So let's see what we're doing here. Ooh, I've lost control of the keyboard. I think that means that this machine is about to restart because VoiceOver is no more. Yeah, it's doing something now.
OS X installer ready.
It's doing something. Let's see if we can explore the window while it's...
Install dim button.
Go back.
Blank text. Progress indicator. Progress indicator.
Okay, that's the right side of the window. Let's go over here.
Time remaining, about a minute. Busy progress indicator.
Looking at this window with the left and right arrows.
Mac OS X installer ready.
Let's take a look.
Installing. Installing. Installing Mac OS X on the volume. Local disk C.
Yeah, it's... It's chunking away. I mean, it's... No doubt. So much for about a minute. That's all I gotta say.
Restart button.
Ooh, now there we are. Let's take a look at this window here.
Go back, dim button. Click restart to restart your computer now.
Let's see what the other text is.
The computer will restart in 17 seconds.
13.
Your computer must restart to complete the installation. Image.
Okay.
Mac OS install succeed, install succeeded.
Alright, let's go over here.
Click, go back, restart button.
Press it. Alright, the computer is going to restart, and it should boot into OS X. Leopard. So, waiting for it to do its shutdown sequence and restarting. There it goes. That's the little Mac startup sound. Some of you have heard that a million times a day. All right, now, if everything went right, it will boot from the hard drive. And bring us into OS X. Leopard. There's the core audio kicking in. What more does it do? Pretty cool music. What if they did it in GarageBand? Okay. Now it's going to go to
Mac OS X includes a built-in screen reader called VoiceOver. If you know how to use VoiceOver, press Command F5 now to turn it on and set up your Mac. If you would like to learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your Mac, press the Escape key.
VoiceOver on. Setup Assistant. Window. Mac OS X Setup Assistant. Country and Region Table. Has Keyboard Focus.
Oh my, wow. That's the new voice. Good God. That sounds really great. And it's not annoying. The concatenation's a little weird, but all right. So now we're setting things up. Now I want to preface something here. What you just heard, that announcement where he was like, "Mac OS X includes a screen reader called VoiceOver." That is in every box of OS X Leopard that you buy. That is not special for the blind. That is not. I did not buy this at any special store to have that implemented. That is in every computer you buy, every OS you purchase. It says that. So just so you're aware. All right. So here we go. Let's take a look at this this window here.
Show all unchecked checkbox. Country and region table. Interact with country and region table. Unselected. United States. United States. Edit text.
So we are in United States. That's
Stop
fine.
Interacting with country and region table.
Now, what I've done is I've interacted with a bit of information. A table is like an edit combo box, just so that you know. The way that VoiceOver shows you the screen is very different from the way that JAWS shows you a screen. JAWS shows you a screen kind of in a way that you'd see it in a text document, all right? You'd see, like, on the top line, you'd see graphic, 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 close, cancel, save, okay. And then a line underneath it, you'd see a bunch of text, and then a button, and then a bunch of text, and a button. It'll show it to you in that kind of linear text box type fashion. OS X shows you things in a components type of thing. And you see where things are on the screen as different components. So you're kind of like, your screen reader kind of hovers over the screen when you're moving through it. In a sense that, like, this table has a ton of information in it, but you don't see that information until you interact with it. In a sense of, like drilling down into it and see what's there. So you're kind of like getting this top view of the screen. And if you want to see something, you interact with it, and if it's a bunch of text. So let's just keep going here. Let's see what else is in this window.
Show all. Uncheck checkbox.
All right, we don't want that.
Do you need to hear instructions for setting up your Mac? To learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your computer, press the escape key now.
Okay, we don't need to do that.
Go back. Dim button. Continue button.
So we'll press the continue.
Select your keyboard.
Select your keyboard.
Choose a keyboard layout, then click continue. Keyboard layout table. Interact with keyboard layout table on selected row 1. US image. US. US image.
All right, I have a US keyboard. So
stop interacting
fine.
With keyboard layout table.
All right.
Show all. Uncheck. Check. Go back. Continue button.
I stopped the recording after the keyboard setup for several reasons. First of all, I had a problem with the migration assistant where it wouldn't recognize my OS X clone that I had made and would not import my user settings over, so I had to do it manually. Secondly, I was having an issue with choosing a network to log on to because for some reason, I don't know if this is a VoiceOver thing or if this is a thing within the networking utility, but it initially shows you a table of all the networks that you could log on to. And as I arrow up through the table, it would try to jump me to the password field to type a password. Instead of letting me highlight one and then type a password, or in my case, I have mine open, so just highlight one and then sign on to it. It would assume that I needed to type in a password immediately, so it would jump the cursor. So it took me a minute, and I figured it out. It was very, very obnoxious, but it has been figured out and solved. My friend Ernie showed up, who's a big Mac fan, wanted to see Leopard. Not a fan of being recorded, so out of respect, no problem. I completely eliminated his arrival and everything. So that's what we have. You've heard the install from pretty much start to finish. Everything after the keyboard, migration assistant, and the networking part of it was then just filling out some very self-explanatory information like your email address, your Apple ID, yada-da-da, if you need to create one. And so everything installed, no problem, and everything ran, no problem. We're ready to roll. I've got all my mail boxes imported and all of my internet stuff up and running. And so we're rocking and rolling. Now, from here on out, you will be hearing from me with some tutorials on OS X. I really want to do some voiceover tutorials that are interactive. And unlike the voiceover manual that's available, where it's just a guy reading a manual, I want to do some stuff much like the JAWS instructional stuff. So be hearing from me this year on some of this. I think it's really, really viable, and I'm going to definitely do it. So as I kind of come up with an outline and things that we need to do, maybe I'll do it chapter by chapter, but you'll see something from me. Anyway, I really, really appreciate you guys tuning in to listen to this. Hopefully this has kind of opened your eyes to the coolness that is OS X, and would consider, you know, getting a Mac or at least joining the list and asking some questions and becoming a part of the community. Again, if you want to join the list, go to MacVisionaries.com. That is the list where you can sign up, and there's a couple of different lists up there, one for pro audio and one for general discussion. If you want to get in touch with me, the address is me@kevinreeves.net. That's me@kevinreeves.net. That is how you can get in touch with me. My website, kevinreeves.net, is a current shell. I'm working on building it up. I'm rebuilding it, rather. So you can go up there and say hello. It's a WordPress site, so lots of places to leave comments and interact there. So anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, and hope to hear from you and hope to see you on the Mac Visionaries list. And those of you who are on the Mac Visionaries list, I hope this was a help for you. So you guys have a good one, and we'll talk to you later.